Kyle, people are saying a lot of nice things about your form and performance so far. They say you could go maybe third, fourth, well, you're in the third round, but fourth, fifth. What's your own assessment of how you feel at this stage of the tournament?
Yeah, it was a good match today. Felt good. Felt in control of my game. Did what I wanted to do for most parts of the match. He had a good win last round. Maybe because he's had to play a few days in a row, he might have been a bit tired, but it's not my problem. I've got to go and do my job, play the person that's in front of me. And he beat a quality player in Songa, so I knew I had to be on it. And went really well today. And there were hot conditions, so it was really flying about, but I think it really suited me.
Is that your best win at a slam, do you think? In terms of level?
No, I think it's definitely a good match, but at the minute I always think the sort of my US Open's run is probably my better, beating the way I played, beat Gasquet, and then also beating Isner at the US Open, number one American, and I played some good tennis there. So at the minute I always consider that sort of my best run at a slam, but hopefully it will I can still keep going here.
Did you feel like you were getting stronger and hitting more form as the game progressed?
Mm-hmm, yeah, definitely. It was the closest first set of the, the closest set of the match was the first. And then, once I got that third and broke him, it just really, momentum kept going with me. And a few, love 30 points, I think, on my serve, but I handled them well enough, a few juice points. But when I needed to be tough and play some good tennis, I did, which was good as well. I said to my coach afterwards that when I need to play well, I did. So, yeah, I felt in control of the match and playing within myself and doing the right things.
He was standing really far back to return your serves a lot of the time. How do you tend to deal with that and sort of counteract that on the serve?
He was.
Yeah.
That's just probably his way. I noticed he stood far back against Songa. So he'd probably do the same thing because that's what was working. But people stand far back, you tend to hit less aces. But then it means your serve's not under threat. So you're just going to get balls that you're not on the back foot. You're either going to be in control or neutral. So, yeah, that's just, it's very hard to stand back and be on top of the point. And that's just something you analyse during the match. Everyone does. Sometimes I'll stand back to get more balls in play, but I know that I probably won't be hitting winners. But if I stand in, then sometimes it's more difficult to middle returns. But if you do middle it, you got a good chance of getting a good strike in. And maybe that's just the way he plays, I think, being a South American, brought up on the clay, maybe he just likes time.
Jim Courier said you could be a top 10 player. How do you reflect on that?
Oh, it's nice to hear someone like Jim to say that comment. He's been around the game a long time, Davis Cup captain. I respect him a lot, and for him to say that is nice. People have said, thrown different numbers around, and it's nice to hear that stuff, but it's down to me to do that and to put the work in. It doesn't just happen overnight to get top 10. It has to come from winning matches and beating good players to be top 10. So, I know that I'm not going to get too ahead of myself. I have to keep going about my process and I want to get to the top of the game one day, so for sure. I know what needs to be done, but it's nice to hear that stuff. It means obviously they rate you highly, I guess, which is good.
With Songa and now Kyrgios dropping out of your section of the draw, do you see this as a real opportunity to really make a name for yourself this week and hopefully next week?
Yeah, well, I mean, the Kyrgios one's like, the other argument to it is that he lost to a guy that beat him, so obviously that guy's playing well as well. So on paper, I guess he's the seed, but a guy's just beating him, which shows he's playing well. So all matches are going to be tough, especially as you go through the rounds. They're going to start to get tougher naturally because they're winning, just like me. So, yeah, just similar to this match I played, I don't take it for granted. I know I'm going to have to play well to beat Anderson. And he's obviously got a big game, big guy. It's hot condition, so the ball's really pinging around. So Saturday, I've just got to be on it, one match at a time.
Could there be comparisons with playing at Isner?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, different situation with surface, and I think it's Isner probably get statistically he's gets more cheap points on his serve, but Aniston's still got a great serve and good groundies. I mean, he was out a bit with injury, but before he went out of injury, he was consistently at the top of the game and getting good results. So it is a similar matchup in terms of tall guy, big serve, but just different circumstances.
There's also a lot of talk about your forehand in particular. How big a weapon is that for you now, and how much do you relish being able to use and to be aggressive and to bully players?
Yeah, I have to be. That's my game. There's no point having a shot like that and not using it. You know, I got to use it. I got to keep taking the initiative to like you say, bully players with it when I can. You know, I'm feeling good at the moment with it, so it's important I use it smartly. Conditions as well. You got to be smart with how you use it there. But that's my game. You know, no point having your game but then playing like a counter-punching style or standing far behind the baseline and trying to hit high. I've got to be aggressive, use the court space well with it. So it's just playing to your strengths and being smart with it.